Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, Blog Talk Radio Show, on every evening, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, 10, or 11. And in this show, you will get nothing but the facts and the truth, nothing more, nothing less. You will not get the big lie. You will not get political propaganda. You will not get political nonsense or lies. You will get the facts and the truth. You will get intellectual honesty and honest discernment. And you will participate in an act of critical thinking to get at the facts and truth. We're going to talk about today the idea of a Christian society. Now, I have previously reviewed my background with you, and I have shown you that this show focuses on literary matter, Christian belief, and conservative political positions, with the exception of our concern for the poor, which follows Christ in his direction. The show is a politically incorrect show, and it's a Christian show, and it has a political emphasis of conservative character. But also the show, I talk about my radio shows. I used to have a podcast radio show, and I still have over 4,300 visitors to it, and I have visitors all the time to my Blog Talk Radio Show, particularly from Muslim countries, I'm happy to say. I welcome all faiths, all ideas, all truths. Whatever the world has to offer is welcome to this radio show, Blog Talk Radio Show. And I also have reviewed my books, which I have written. I'm an author. I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books. I reviewed the legal books, two legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volume 1 and 2, and the Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, It says in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. My book on the parables, which I recommend. The parables are wonderful, wonderful insights into the mind of Christ. I also have recently written a book on all 150 Psalms, and I recommend the Psalms as spiritual treasures and great Hebrew lyric poetry, which I read in seminary, and I memorized the first, second, and 23rd Psalm in my Sunday school years as a very young person. Next, I have written other books. I'm preparing a book on my four blogs, which I mentioned, philosophical, theological, and political blogs. I mentioned my forthcoming book on the miracles in the Bible, written one chapter of that. I have also written, as I mentioned previously, a book concerned with the New York jurisprudence, a legal encyclopedia, and I wrote on a topic of criminal law demands and notices. I've also written a chapter on evidence in Bender's Consolidated Evidence called Res Gestae, and I've written also a chapter in New York Family Law and Practice on paternity. And so I've also written three law review articles in the Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure, which has been brought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department. And I've also written two articles on Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, in which I speak about the United States educational system and critique it and its failure to educate our young people. I also review sexual orientation discrimination. I oppose any sort of discrimination. I may not agree with our gay brothers and sisters, but I know that Jesus loves them, and I treasure them, and I want them with me in heaven, as I want my Muslim brothers and Buddhist brothers and Shinto brothers and all brothers in Christ. I want all religions which Jesus treasures and loves the people in them. Tonight, I'm going to I very briefly reviewed my previous discussions, and tonight I'm going to talk about the idea of a Christian society as follows. In our modern secular society, which is based on material wealth and goods, Christian dogma and faith has to some extent lost its societal connection. In short, for many, if not most people, Christianity is little understood or not understood at all. It may be said the Christian worldview has lost its meaning and attraction for many and is in societal dislocation and dysfunctionality. So I have to say this, that our society, modern society, seems to be based on material wealth and goods acquisition, and the Christian dogma and faith, which doesn't endorse that, has to some extent lost its societal connection. And for many people who believe in goods and money solely as the benchmark of their lives, Christianity is little understood or not understood at all. It may be said the Christian worldview has lost its meaning and attraction for many, and is in societal dysfunctionality. For England's greatest poets after Shakespeare, John Milton, the author of the only epic poem in English, Paradise Lost, the rebellion of Lucifer, the fall of man into sin, and mankind's redemption through Christ is the event which are essential and seminal historical events. So Milton, the greatest poet after Shakespeare, the author of the only epic poem in English, Paradise Lost, which concerns the rebellion of Lucifer, the fall of man into sin, and man's redemption through Christ, through the Christ cross event, these were the essential and seminal historical events. And so there is a bit of present time, some confusion as to what may be said to be the idea and ideal of a Christian society. I think there's a lot of confusion about it. I'd like to clear it up. This is not only by reason of the forces of secularism in the media and political propaganda, which confuses the entire situation, but also the position of certain conservative Protestant denominations as well as Roman Catholics, that certain aspects of sexual morality constitute the sole Christian ethical worldview. This is a mistake. It is true, I think, that a Christian society, should it ever come to pass, would include some sort of traditional family structure. However, the present confusion over the Christian worldview is by reasons of the forces of secularism in media and political propaganda, but also the position of certain conservative Protestant churches, as well as some Roman Catholics, that certain aspects of sexual morality constitute the sole Christian ethical worldview. This is a mistake. And so I have to say that it is not a total mistake to oppose abortion and gay marriage at a certainly correct Christian position, but is I think it is true, even though that may, the position of the certain churches that this is the sole, that this kind of sexual morality is the sole Christian worldview, but this is a mistake. Even though it's true, Christian society, should it ever come to pass, would include some sort of traditional family structure. I think that is an essential part of the Christian setup, the Christian worldview, and if a Christian society ever came to pass, it would, I think, no doubt include some sort of traditional heterosexual family structure of man and woman in marriage. Second, the second part of the Christian worldview, which I think you should understand, includes a great and pressing concern for the poor, disadvantaged, and underclass, as reflected in the parable of the Good Samaritan and the story of the rich young man, where Jesus told that in order to follow him, he must sell all his material goods. The Good Samaritan means that the true Christian or true Jewish person is not merely with a religious overlay or beliefs, but it is the person who helps the injured and others. That is the point of the Good Samaritan. It's the Samaritan, which was an outcast in Palestinian-Jewish circles. He is the true Christian or true Jew, because he's helping that injured man. And by the same token, the story of the rich young man, whom Jesus told in order to follow him, he must sell all his material goods. This particular encounter is best understood, meaning that if we are to follow Christ, we must give up whatever may impede us in that respect, whether material goods or intellectual pride. Jesus pronounced in the Beatitudes that the poor and poor in spirit are blessed. So, here we have it. The Christian worldview not only includes a traditional marriage setup and family, a heterosexual marriage between man and woman, I think it's true, but it also includes a great and pressing concern for the poor and underclass, as reflected in the Good Samaritan story, where the Samaritan, the outcast in Palestinian Jewish circles, the non-Jew, is the true Jewish Christian because he helped that injured man. And by the same token, the story of the rich young man who was told by Jesus he must sell all his material goods if he's going to go to heaven and have eternal life. This is best understood, not that if we were to follow Christ, that young man, what had impeded him in gaining eternal life and being in heaven was material goods. And we're told in that story that young man, he had to give up whatever impeded him in terms of material goods. But anything that impedes us, in some sense, from eternal life and knowing Christ, can be anything. Can be intellectual pride. It can be being smart. It could be being well-dressed. It could be good-looking. Whatever impedes us from knowing Christ and understanding his love, that is really what Jesus is talking about. The young man, it was his material goods that impeded him, but for others it's their intellectual pride, they're being smart, they're being educated, or they're being well-dressed or well good-looking. So this is the second prong of a developed Christian society, but the concern for the poor and including them and helping them, as well as traditional marriage. But there's another aspect to a fully developed Christian society, and I think that it would involve some sort of socialism or communal living, giving and sharing, as reflected in the earliest Christian communities, as described in the Book of Acts. So the third prong of a fully developed Christian society might include some sort of socialistic setup of living, sharing, giving, and sharing, as mentioned in the Christian communities described in the Book of Acts. But the big mistake that has occurred in the United States, that Christianity has been associated with the capitalist system and business. This is wrong. I think it's incorrect that greed and money and business should be connected with Christianity. I don't think there is any connection or should be any connection. And that, and you might say also that Christianity has no connection with any political or economic system at all. In the past, Christianity was connected with monarchy or the state. There are still state-connected churches, whether in the UK or Scandinavia. It has been proven that established churches do not work to bring the Christian message. As I said, Christianity has no particular connection with any political or economic system, whether socialism, capitalism, monarchy, or even democracy. But let me repeat this, and I think it's important to understand that I think the third prong of a fully developed Christian society would involve some sort of socialism, of living in a communal, living, giving, and sharing. At least in the United States, however, socialism has got a bad name. And Christianity is closer to socialism than greed and money and capitalism. But unfortunately, in the United States, Christianity has long been associated with the capitalist system. Good or bad, this is an error. Since Christianity certainly has no connection with greed and money or capitalism, nor does it have any connection at all with any political economic system. In the past, Christianity was connected with the monarchy or state, and there are still state connectors established in churches. But Christianity has no particular connection with any political or economic system. But let me say this. That includes socialism, capitalism, monarchy, or even democracy. But let me say this. I think that Christian society, if it would ever come to pass, would tend to be some sort of socialistic setup. And it is closer to socialism, the Christian belief system, than to capitalism. Socialism is communality and giving, and capitalism is competitive and greed-based and money-oriented. What do I think could be said of the idea of a possible Christian society should ever come to pass? I think it would include the both traditional family structure, concern for the poor and underclass, and most important, it would be closer to socialism based on community sharing and giving, in which there would be a redistribution of income in which classes would be eliminated, in which classes would be eliminated, and in which there would be equalization of income and the elimination of income differences, and equal education and full medical care given to all. I think socialism, if there were to be a Christian system in this country, it would be with a traditional family structure. Unfortunately, I'd have to say it would not include gay marriage, for better or for worse. It would not include relationships outside of heterosexual marriage, and it would include concern for the poor and underclass, a great, which is Jesus' great, great concern, and it would probably be closer to the socialist model of giving, helping, and including, whether in the form of education, free education, whether in the form of communal giving, whatever form it may take of socialism. Socialism is closer to the Christian model than capitalism, which is based on greed and money and competitiveness. I don't think capitalism is a Christian idea. It got associated in the United States with Christianity. Hopefully, that's over. And I think if there were to be a Christian system, it would be closer to socialism than capitalism. That's as much I have to say about the idea of a Christian society. I hope you found my talk interesting and informative. And I gave you my background previously on this issue. I'm not doing it again. I've done it before. I think you know me, and you know that I write. I'm a radio host, and I give talks on Christian topics. I hope you've enjoyed this show, and I hope you'll look at my book with this chapter, The Idea of a Christian Society, Chapter 4, pages 28 and 29 of the book Essays on the Christian Worldview. Hope you've enjoyed this talk, and I enjoyed giving it. Good night.